This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exclusive that's connected to the DJ... Say that again, Doug. To the DJV program. I always get excited when Michael Harrison is here, and my palms get sweaty, my brow gets sweaty. It's really... It's amazing to be in the presence of greatness here, as we are every week. Michael comes on the program to go through the charts. This happened to be for the week of April 12th to the 16th. The second full week of April, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and his staff are responsible for the list that you can find at talkers.com. Also can find it on our social media, DJV Show, and at djvshow.com every week. So, we have the usual myriad of stories, Michael, and
I'm so
the
glad.
People list to go through. You're glad?
I'm so glad that I don't have to shake your hand anymore now that I know it's cold and sweaty in my presence.
No, it's hot and sweaty.
It's
hot and sweaty. Yeah, cold and sweaty.
No more handshaking. You remember the last time you shook anybody's hand?
The elbow. I shake everybody's hand all the time. I shook a guy's hand yesterday.
Did you really?
I don't stay away from that. Yeah. With sincerity, I think in business and in greeting somebody, if they will extend a hand of friendship to you, I will extend my hand back again. Some people use the elbows. I don't believe at all in this whole business of spraying your hands with all that stuff to kill a bacteria, because you're killing a lot of good bacteria. Your body needs beneficial bacteria, and we've become so insanely, furiously devoted to all these messages from these people who are not helping us understand how beneficial some of the bacteria are that are on our hands, on our mouth, in our gut, in order for us to stay healthy.
And our noses.
That's
another issue. That's collateral damage that we're destroying our friends in the bacteria world.
And they're
protesting. Let me tell you, they're upset. Yeah. But let's get back to business. The number
I thought that was our business. It's upsetting people.
At number 10, the British royal family tied with various and sundry aspects of celebrity gossip. And, you know, it's interesting, the British royal family sort of have one foot in the world of they're the head of state, and another foot is in the world of celebrity gossip.
I mean,
they're probably the highest ranking celebrities in the world in
Maybe
terms
the
of
the highest paid as well.
Oh, gosh. And I really should have been born into that family. I would
How's
have
that?
All. I would love to be a royal. Wouldn't you love to be a royal? I think it'd be great.
If I could be on my tractor.
This guy was for 73 years, you know, the consort to the Queen of England. Mm-hmm. And all he did is complain about it. And I mean, I know everything about him because I saw The Crown on Netflix.
Right,
and,
of course you do.
I mean, now I know everything. I know every conversation they had behind closed doors.
The question that Oprah asked to Meghan and have you watched The Crown?
Yeah, right. And any royal that says, no, I've never seen this, they're full of it. But could you imagine watching a television show or a movie in which you're depicted by an actor in conversations that you never had, that nobody knew about, and you're seeing yourself being depicted saying things that you never said? It's gotta be mind-bending. Oh, my gosh. But they're used to it. At number nine, we have crime and corruption tied with the Matt Gaetz investigation, tied with Cuomo under pressure, tied with Bernie Madoff dying. And Madoff dying in prison, one more time his name is in the spotlight, reminds us all that here in the golden era of scams in which we are living, is that it's true what P.T. Barnum allegedly said, and that is a sucker is born every minute. He never really said it, but what the hell, it sounds good. At number eight, we have media bias tied with lots of chatter about Trump's web platform that's being developed. And your friend, the MyPillow guy, he also is starting some kind of
my
platform.
My friend. May advertise his product. But that doesn't mean he's necessarily my friend.
Oh, I only thought you accepted advertising from people that not only you approved of their products, but you liked them personally.
No, I accept it. Well, I do that in terms of health products. I won't advertise anything I wouldn't use myself. But as long as the rest of the check clears, I'm fine.
Yeah, the truth is, friends, Doug is very selective about things like that. We kid around, but no, it is an important point in terms of credibility. At number 7, we have the southern border crisis and the U.S. immigration policy. At number 6, we have the economy and the Biden stimulus and the rise of cryptocurrency, which is really interesting. Nobody understands it, but, you know, hell, most people don't know what they're talking about anyway, the economy. So.
Why not?
We all walk around in a fog. Let's invest in it. At number 5, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and Iran. The world is heating up, and I'm not talking about global warming. At number 4, Biden announces U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's a big deal. At number 3, we have gun control tied with election laws. At number 2, we have race relations tied with police reform. We're dealing with an awful lot of stuff. And at number 1, of course, COVID-19. It's variants, it's vaccines, it's stats, and it's politics. Ready for the people? You want to take a break?
No, let's have the people list, please.
Number 10, Bernie Madoff. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo. Number 8, the dynamic duo, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 7, Tucker Carlson. At number 6, Matt Gaetz. At number 5, Donald Trump. Kamala Harris at 4. At number 3, Derek Chauvin, Dante Wright, and Kim Potter. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Joe's got a few problems. Right?
Well, you mean the job comes with all kinds of headaches. What a lousy job.
Why does anybody want this job?
Is 78 years old and facing an enormous load of work.
Yeah.
And I think he's the kind of guy that just loves it.
I think he's been in the limelight for so long that it feels natural to him. And that's okay, you know. Are you going to make good decisions? No. You're going to make some good decisions, and you're going to make some lousy decisions. It doesn't make a difference who you are in that job. It's difficult. I thought it was interesting and kind of out of place this week, though, that some people who are comparing him are trying to sell that Joe Biden is the heir apparent to FDR. People said that about LBJ, remember?
There's truth to that.
How so?
That they're very, very active. LBJ and Joe Biden so far are very, very active in creating economic and social reforms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're meaning.
That's
what FDR was known for. I mean, he turned around the whole thing of limited government and government not standing in the way of what the economy does to having an active role in government, created jobs, work projects, and all that. You know, the pendulum swings up and back.
I was just thinking that word, pendulum, right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's only when the pendulum goes all the way over to the extreme that we run into trouble. But
well, I think it has, and we've done that. We've seen that. Not so much with Bush, but Obama kind of went to one extreme, and then Trump went to the other extreme, whereas the country's in the middle. So how do these guys get elected if they're so far to one side or the other? And well, the answer to that is because not enough people vote in the primaries. That's my conclusion anyway.
That is true. Not enough people vote in the primaries, and not enough people know what's going on.
That
most of the arguments are presented either as cardboard cutout arguments, black or white, or, you know, just emotional hyperbole.
I want to tell you something. This week on my farm, I was paying the folks that work there, and there's a kid who's 18 years old, just got out of high school, who takes care of the animals very good, loves the animals, very good on the farm. So I had an exception to the hours that he put in, and I put it on a note. And stuck it to the check on a, you know, one of those sticky things. And he came to me an hour or two later. He said, "I don't understand what you wrote in this note." I said, "What do you mean you don't understand?" He says, "I can't read the writing." What? I said, "Huh?" He says, "No, I don't know how to read cursive. I don't know what it is. I can't make out any of these words. I don't know what this. I don't know anything." So I read him. This is an 18-year-old high school graduate who couldn't read a note. All right, Michael Harrison with some sage words. That's why he's here. with his sage words about the stories and the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and lots of fabulous information about this great format that we call News Talk Radio. One of the things Michael is happy to tell you that I'm engaged in talking to you about things that will help you out, the safe way, the natural way to lose weight that you've been hearing me talk about for about 4 years now on the various programs that I do, Calitrin. Natural, good, it's best. It really is for you, used in conjunction sometimes with another weight loss program. It'll help keep the weight off, and that's what you want to do. Lose the weight, not so hard. It's not easy, but it's not as hard to lose the weight as it is to keep it off. And so here you go. This is a drug-free, stimulant-free way. Doesn't interfere with anything you're eating, any medications you may be taking, any other health conditions. It's a health supplement that has all kinds of side benefits. But mostly, it supports you and your enhancement of the way you want to look when you look in the mirror or go out. Springtime leads to summer. We all want to look our best. And besides, the combination of things like the collagen makes your skin glow. You'll have less joint pain. All of those things are ramifications because the formula of Calitrin is pretty straightforward, and collagen is really good for your skin, for your bones, everything that ails you, and it also helps you rebuild your body. That's why this stuff works. Calitrin, number one weight loss formula that has no bug-a-buggas in it at all. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, it's gluten-free. Check it out for you and your family. Keep the weight off. Calitrin can be found by ordering at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you can get these special spring deals on buying Calitrin in bulk, and you also don't have to pay for shipping. That's the DJV code at toploss.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Emotional baiting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all want to connect with others to some extent, so it's important to understand that we all probably fall somewhere on the continuum of emotional baiting. And it's even more important to understand what emotional baiting is. Emotional baiting is fishing for people to be interested in you. For example, you might tell someone that your health's not doing well, and then when they ask what's going on with you, you might take your good old time in responding, with the intention of baiting them to continually ask and see how you're doing. But emotional baiting is a game we play when we feel insecure, when we want others' attention but aren't willing to outright ask for it. And if you'd like to skip all the antics and move much more further away on the continuum from emotional baiting, then here's what to do when you want attention. Just ask for it. It's that simple. And there's no judgment, because we all want emotional attention sometimes. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, delving into the stories, the people, the nuance of news talk radio, the special things that go on. And I thought I might digress with you for a moment because of something I was involved in and all of my programs were involved in this past week. It was a general fundraiser for what's called Feeding America, which is an organization that has done very well at squeezing as much out of a buck as they can. You know, they can feed at Feeding America 10 people with a dollar. I wonder, they get all the food donated, but how do they even distribute it? But they have achieved miracles. And we raised somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 this week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you get down to brass tacks, given the fact that you can feed 10 people for a buck, you know, you multiply that out, if you raise $50,000, that's feeding 500,000 people a meal. Not a bad thing. A lot of people gave, going to RadioCares.org, their website, or texting radio to 662266. So I thought I would ask you, as you are the expert when it comes to this sort of thing, talk radio is considered personality radio, and a lot of people listen to folks on the air, and if they tell them to, whether it's a commercial or something like this, people are more moved to do it. Is that a correct? That's my interpretation because I've been doing this for a long time. But do you think people really listen when things like this happen? Are the results good going across the board, whether it's this sort of a thing or Christmas time, we're trying to raise money for this, that, and the other thing? What do you think of these sorts of efforts on news talk radio stations with the hosts pushing something like this?
I think it's better than pushing something that doesn't help people. I mean, what's wrong with charities if they're legitimate? Yeah. And do they work? Yeah, they work, as evidenced by the fact that the money was raised. The proof mm-hmm. is in the pudding. So, yeah. I think that, you cover a couple of topics there. I think that talk radio is effective in motivating audience because the people that listen to talk radio are tuned in specifically to hear the personality and to have a relationship to engage with that personality. And in mm-hmm. some cases, the personality could be very influential over their consumption, their consuming habits, or their voting, or just their awareness. So, it is effective. It does work. And talk radio is a great place to engage in promotional and charitable efforts. Why not?
Yeah, I think it is, too. I'm very proud of the work that all of us do in that sort of thing. It's good because we have the ability to help people, so why not use it? I think I've said this, you've heard me with my mantra for the many years you've known me. My main thing in life is that we're all here to help. It's not about you. It's about other people and how you affect them, how you can help them, what you can do to make the world better, all of that stuff. It sounds rosy and very, not everybody subscribes to it. That just happens to be how I look at things. Hmm. All right, now, moving into a couple of the important segments of and stories here, segments of talk, we have the discussion of gun control at number three. And the latest example as we go into the weekend is this shoot 'em up at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. 8 people are dead because of it, including the gunman who shot himself. And so we, once again, were scratching our head 2 or 3 times a week, it seems, thinking about whether where do you get the gun? What was his motivation? Is it all mental illness? But this, the reason I bring it up with you is because these conversations seem to go nowhere. It's an event, and it's in the news, so we talk about it. But the results of our conversation don't seem to make anything better.
What else can we do? Think about it.
Yeah, I guess it's a great question. People say, moral laws. Well, they don't enforce the laws that are on the book now.
How do you stop this type of, abnormal behavior with laws?
I don't know that you can, Michael.
That's the point. That's why I say, what can we do? What can we say? How do we mm-hmm. deal with our own numbness? Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. It's very important.
We'll do that. Yep, plus a focus on Russia coming up in China. Next mm-hmm. on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely on being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals launched a massive manhunt in Austin, Texas on Sunday for 41-year-old Stephen Broderick. He's a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective wanted for killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin. China and the United States, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to fight climate change. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Maxine Waters of California from Congress for her continual incitement of violence. When asked about Chauvin's trial, Waters told reporters that if Chauvin is not found guilty, quote, we've got to stay on the street, we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, end quote. Shortly thereafter, two National Guardsmen were injured early Sunday morning when a gunman fired at them and Minneapolis police in a drive-by shooting. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning concerning a popular treadmill. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The warning was issued to owners of the Peloton Tread Plus that has a price tag of $4,300 after 39 incidents, one of which resulted in death. Joseph Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any consumer using the Peloton Tread Plus who has or could have a pet, a child, or an object around this device, this warning is for you. You should not be using this treadmill because it has the capability, in almost 40 cases, of sucking the child or the object or the pet underneath, and we've had serious injuries, entrapment, they've been pinned, they've had abrasions, they've had multiple fractures, and of course, sadly, a fatality.
Users have the option to use the Peloton bike without a subscription. With the Peloton bike subscription, you will have access to both on-demand and live classes. Carrie Underwood brought the house down at the Academy of Country Music Awards Sunday. Maren Morris won two honors, including Song of the Year. Miranda Lambert performed three times and continues to be the most decorated winner in ACM history. Mickey Guyton, the first black woman to host the award show, gave a strong vocal performance. Luke Bryan was named Entertainer of the Year at the Grand Ole Opry broadcast. And finally, Morgan Wallen, whose latest album and singles have found major success on both the country and pop charts, was declared ineligible by the ACM after he was caught on camera using a racial slur earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Please pay attention to the next few minutes on your radio because I assure you it'll be worth your while. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event here in conjunction with the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of that program, host with Michael Harrison of this program and other things that are of interest and topicality. The idea of what we do with some of these issues and are we supposed to fix problems? Is that our job? No, we're just supposed to talk about them. Michael was using the term numbness a few minutes ago when it comes to, is it a cultural thing that we become numb to a lot of the things. Some people think it's purposeful, Michael, and that things are going the way they are. It's the mind control. You can hear it in my voice. Get very frustrated because for a lot of years we've been dealing with a lot of issues. Some of them are new, but some of them are the same old, same old. And maybe we get when we talk about, you know, like the war, the withdrawal from Afghanistan that was announced this week by Biden. 20 years we've been talking about that. And people will say, so what? Everybody says we're going to get out of Afghanistan. We don't. They all tell us something and they don't do it. Gun control. They all say they're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. Race relations. They all say we're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. You know, the immigration thing. Nothing's fixed. If anything, it's worse. So, time passes. Madoff dies, and what else has happened?
The fact is that maybe we're making progress, or maybe it goes in slow motion. You know, but when I was talking about numbness, I mean, when you hear every day or every other day mass shootings, and each one is a weird situation, a weird character. Yeah. It's either politically motivated by a fanatic or a radical or a mentally disturbed person, or we never know the reasons. And that's not talking about criminal behavior and gang warfare and you know, people robbing people at gunpoint, you know, but these mass murders. How do you possibly stop that from happening when it happens without just keeping everybody under total surveillance all the time? I mean, you know.
We're getting that way, though. There's cameras everywhere.
Well, and sometimes it works out to the benefit to have cameras everywhere. Look at how quickly they got the Boston Marathon bombers because there were cameras everywhere. And look how quickly they got them because almost everybody in Boston said, okay, we're going to shut down the city. I know it's against our civil liberties, but let's get this bum. Yeah, let's get this guy. Remember that? I mean, that was such an interesting... Boston put on such a display of all of these conflicting concerns in terms of civil liberties versus operating together as a society to fight a common foe. Mm-hmm. Or to apprehend a criminal. But
we're our own worst enemy, aren't we?
Of course. Mm-hmm. As long as we have crime, as long as we have insanity and murder and all of this injustice and all of this unpredictability, we have to give up freedom. Totalitarian states and dictatorships thrive in societies where the people don't trust each other. Yeah. When people trust each other, they then want freedom because they not only want it for themselves, they want it for their fellow citizens because they trust them. But if you don't trust anybody, then you want strong policing, then you want to have security alarms, you want to have security cameras, it comes down to people trusting each other, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does. Yep, I had an occurrence in business this week where I was promised, I guess it would depend on your definition of promised. I was supposed to have something come out in a way that would be okay for everybody, and it didn't turn out that way. At least it hasn't yet. And then you think about, okay, well, I trusted this person. I come from the farm. We shake hands. We don't write things down. We say, okay, this is the deal, and we agree to it and shake hands, and that's it. And that's always been the way it is. And that's how I've run my production company for the most part. But lately, I don't do anything without an agreement because people don't stick to what they say they were going to do. And they say, oh, well, I forgot, or, gee, I'm having a tough time, so maybe, you know, I need to change things halfway down the road.
Mm-hmm. They move the goalposts. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, one reason for writing a letter of agreement if you go into a deal with somebody is for what you just said. Quite often people forget. And if it's a successful venture and it goes for years, they most definitely will forget a handshake. You know, we said 10 years ago that we're agreeing to blah, blah, blah. When did I say that? People don't remember what they said a day ago.
Yeah,
so
that's
why they call it a memorandum of agreement.
Right.
It's for memorializing. It's not so much to hold you accountable, that you signed an agreement, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
It's more to, hey, what did we say our deal was?
Yeah, what is our deal? Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the list, the story list. The number five item are relationships with other countries that are not our friends. For example, the Russians. We have expelled this week some Russian diplomats, and we have imposed sanctions for hacking. There are 10 Russians that have gone home this week, sanctions against a dozen or so companies and Russians who are living here in our country. We want to hold the Kremlin accountable for their interference in the presidential election and for the hacking of federal agencies. You know, this has become almost like common, it's common practice. Now we all sort of laugh about the Russians and how they hack into everything. The Chinese do the same thing. So is Joe Biden stepping up to the plate, and will his punitive measures will they have any effect? Or the Russians just laugh, and sooner or later they'll say
they won't laugh either. They won't laugh either. What they're doing is they're testing Biden. They're testing Biden. This buildup on the Ukrainian border is a test of Biden to see what type of mettle he has, because they're dealing with a new president. And he is the president of the United States, and the president of the United States is a very powerful person. So they're testing Biden on that front. In terms of the election, well, you could build a case against any country if you want to prove that they've been spying on you or tampering with you, because everybody's tampering and spying on everybody else. So it's just a matter of how do you want to utilize it in terms of public relations. And right now it's to Biden's advantage to say, I'm not going to put up with Russia tampering with our election,
because
you know they have no photos of me, you know, with in compromising positions. But let's point out here, and a lot of our listeners are going to appreciate my saying this: a very significant percentage of the American public doesn't believe that Russia really has been engaged in anything out of the ordinary in terms of dealing with the U.S. And that's
then you define what is ordinary anymore. That's a question. We're looking for a definition.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of searching for a default understanding of what's real at this particular time. Because if we don't have by default an understanding of reality, then how the hell are we a nation? How the hell are we anything? How can you have any kind of relationship between human beings if you don't accept a certain, even if the notions are wrong, even if your beliefs are wrong, at least if you all believe the same wrong, you can be a unit. But if nobody could agree on what's right, then everything is wrong.
Yeah. Well, then there's the degree of what is wrong and how do we decide what's right and what's wrong. The discussion this week of packing the Supreme Court, and the Republicans don't want any more than 9 members. I frankly don't think we need any more than 9 members, but many Democrats want to try to change things to their liking, and so all of a sudden, when they did it, it was okay. But when Republicans do it, it's terrible, we've got to fix this.
I wish people understood that both parties engage in the same scurrilous activities.
Bunch of creeps.
And they make a case for something that in the immediate future helps their party, and they make a case against the very same thing if in the immediate future.
Shallow.
It's BS.
Yeah, and then you see the attention given to Matt Gaetz, for example, number nine, actually, this week on the countdown, and Cuomo, and what's going on with these guys who are lecherous, no-good SOBs. They haven't been proven guilty of anything. Come on. You know, in this circumstance. So then you want to think about, okay, so who do we want there? If those guys are no good, where do we find good people? And I thought I'm sure you have something to say about Herschel Walker, who apparently is going to run for the Senate in Georgia next year. He's a big football star. I remember him playing in a lot of it. He's a black guy. How can he be a Republican? You know, that kind of stuff. And so do these sorts of fellas make good, Matthew McConaughey talking about running for governor of Texas. Is he better because he was well-known? Look at Arnold when he was governor of California. Or other people who
he was governor for a long time too. I don't have the number of years, but you know,
almost 8 years. Let's think about how we can satisfy our hunger and our palates with something that tastes really good, works really well, and isn't going to hurt you. The gluten hurts a lot of people in lots of different ways, contributing to lots of problems in men and women. So if you want to get it out of your system, then you go to ebonsbakehouse.com and look at all the great breads they have. Look at all of the rolls and buns. But most assuredly, you'll love the cookies. Love, love, love the cookies. I should get you a box of these, Michael. You'll love them. All the cookies, everything that's
I'm gonna hold
in the list.
That.
Yeah, okay. You can hold
Would you just sign that on this agreement that
right,
I
Right, let's make
that.
An agreement. So, if you have an intolerance, listen, even if you don't have an intolerance, I give these cookies to my friends all the time, and they can't believe how wonderful they taste. And they're not loaded up with sugar. It's something that they figured out how to make cookies and breads and stuff without the gluten and still have the best taste possible. Ebon's Bakehouse, and the stuff's good for you, too. Cookies are very good for you. Health food. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. EbonsBakehouse.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
What's the deal for her workouts?
Oh, girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows, also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win, Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. A couple of minutes, the vaccine and all the things that go with it, the variants. How long is this? I noticed the big discussion at the end of the week was all the people who had COVID who had been vaccinated. That was the you know, there have been tens of millions of people vaccinated. I thought that was kind of specious. So 5,800 have got COVID. They told you it was only 94% effective, right?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that the news media, the stuff that we use as fodder for our conversation, sometimes is a little flaky. That's what I'm saying.
No, these are complicated subjects, and you know, a lot of flakes are in the news media.
Right. I've heard that. Thank you for telling us that. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally, Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park. But because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one. Top five stories from technology at number five. Netflix redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
He watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV.
Really?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big really? Disney Junior yeah. people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google Assistant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones. After you visit a restaurant through Google Search, and it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
All right. Wealth of information here as we go through the list. Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro, although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models. A larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7 and 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage, on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So, that's that report. Up next, number two, Jay, a focus on LinkedIn.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, this is scrapped. This information posted for sale on the website is popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around three-quarters of its users' information may be included in this database. Breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
Yeah, I'm not a, I belong, but I never use it. Some people, I get 20 or so connections a week, and I just don't pay much attention to them. All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online. And a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.